Making It Personal with Bishop William Johnson on Iowa Catholic Radio and iowacatholicradio.com.
Welcome to Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins with the Diocese of Des Moines. On today's show, we're talking about Bishop's Celebration of Catholic Schools, taking place Saturday, August 27th in Indianola. Our guests today are Donna Bishop, Diocesan Superintendent of Catholic Schools, and Jennifer Reyes, Principal of St. Anthony School in Des Moines, one of the honorees who will be recognized during the event. But before we get to today's interview, let's find out what's on the bishop's mind.
Summertime and the living is easy. No, not actually. Kelly, good to be with you.
Good to be here.
I know people try and kind of take time for refreshment, but a lot happening in our parishes and our diocese, the month of August. We know families trying to gather themselves. Some of our Lady of the Americas school, that Holy Family, is already underway. And so we know lots going on. I was pleased to be with the good people at St. Joseph's Winterset last week as they celebrated the retirement of the debt and the building of the new church, which was dedicated back in 2009. So that was kind of a festive event, and previous pastors were there, including Father Frank Palmer, who celebrates 60 years of priesthood this year. But he was the one who really got the ball rolling, and this is part of the oral tradition that you come to know about, the famous St. Joseph Madison County cookbook over the years. It was actually even promoted on QVC, everything else. That contributed $500,000 to their fund. So, way to go, Father Frank, but also Father Chris Hartshorn, Father Dan Kirby, and of course, Father Tom Dooley, their pastor. So, that was a marvelous event, and looking forward to this Sunday where I'll be able to dedicate the altar and bless all the appointments there, the ambo and the processional cross, which was a commission for the Emmaus House. And so Father Dan Credick, who's setting aside his official yoke, but we know he's going to continue to be a great friend and spiritual guide for many at the Emmaus House. So that's a beautiful day in their life as we consecrate that space and dedicate the altar there. Some maybe mixed feelings this past Monday. We said farewell, Mother Kathleen Frances O'Leary, who passed away on the end of July, a familiar face and herself a great wisdom figure and spiritual guide to many. This woman born in Sioux City and helped raise her seven siblings as she lost a parent, and then Briar Cliff, and eventually getting a PhD in psychology from the University of Kansas, but entering religious life in 1994, Mother Kathleen in so many ways, with Sister Mary Claire, the Franciscan Sisters, the Eucharist Heart of Jesus here in Des Moines. And she worked with veterans at the VA. She offered her services to a broader segment of society, but even from their own convent, people who were coming, seeking counseling, assistance from a spiritual lens and spiritual perspective. So even as she suffered many health issues, her joy radiating. My last conversation with her was after the priesthood ordination in June. And so may she enjoy a servant's reward in a beautiful way. We're there. A little more serious note, Monday night, the Catholic Peace Ministry gathered, as they do each year, commemorating the U.S. nuclear attack on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and calling us to be mindful that a world poised at war with nuclear weapons is a world that is far from the kingdom of God. And so we pray, and they're a witness that they continue to do so. I was not able to be present, but offered these words for them, joining in spirit with them, mourning the tragic loss of life 77 years ago when American nuclear weapons destroyed the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. We were calling the words of Pope Francis in 2019 when he visited the atomic bomb hypocenter park in Nagasaki. Peace and international stability are incompatible with attempts to build upon the fear of mutual destruction or the threat of total annihilation. In a world where millions of children and families live in inhumane conditions, the money is squandered and the fortunes made through the manufacture, upgrading, maintenance, and sale of ever more destructive weapons are an affront crying out to heaven. And so heaven help us if we don't transform this sorry state of affairs by our prayers, our witness, concrete actions, and our choices of those who lead us. May the whole human family come to its senses, starting with ourselves. So kind of a sober note, but a note that we continue to seek the peace that only Jesus can give, and how that transforms our vision of who we are in society.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we return, we'll visit with Donna Bishop and Jennifer Reyes about the Bishop's Celebration of Catholic Schools on August 27th. You're listening to Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Spirit Catholic Radio Network.
Monsignor Frank Bignano here. It's time to save the dates for the 2022 Christ Our Life Catholic Conference, Saturday and Sunday, September 24 and 25 at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. If you can't join us in person, live stream it. Once again, the conference offers a world-class lineup of speakers, the Holy Mass, incredible music, reconciliation, and adoration. Go to ChristOurLifeIowa.com for tickets and information. The 2022 Christ Our Life Catholic Conference, ChristOurLifeIowa.com.
Father PJ McManus here from Be Not Afraid. Join me along with Iowa Catholic Radio's Matt Wolcom for our Footprints of God Holy Land Pilgrimage, November the 12th through the 21st of 2023. We'll see the Church of the Visitation, touch the top of Mount Calvary, and visit the famous Western Wall. Plus, expert pilgrimage guide and Catholic convert Steve Ray will be right there to bring the Bible to life at every site. Don't miss Iowa Catholic Radio's 2023 Holy Land Pilgrimage. Early bird pricing available. Details at iowacatholicradio.com.
Welcome back to Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson. I'm Kelly Metro-Collins at the Diocese of Des Moines. On today's show, we're talking about Bishop's Celebration of Catholic Schools taking place Saturday, August 27th in Indianola. We're here with our guest, Donna Bishop, Diocesan Superintendent of Catholic Schools, and Jennifer Reyes, Principal of St. Anthony School in Des Moines, one of the six honorees who will be recognized during this event.
So, Donna, Jennifer, thank you for being with us this morning. This is great to have you. And August, you know, your pulse is quickening too. You know, and I know you didn't get very much downtime this summer as the transition from one year to the next. So here we are. Many ways, you know, the Ignite campaign, other ways in which we're lifting up Catholic education, Catholic Schools Week, the numerous celebrations. Obviously, we'll be gathering next week with all our faculty and administrators to kind of be together as a community and set off on another voyage as the Spirit will lead us as well. But there's something new happening in the diocese in this inaugural event of the Bishop's Celebration of Catholic Schools. Well, it's got my name on it, but I'm kind of stepping into a little mystery here for myself. And can we maybe, Donna, just share with us kind of how this event came to be? What was the genesis of it?
So this event is pretty popular across dioceses across the United States. So I had the opportunity of coming from the Diocese of Sioux City, where they had the event, as well as the Archdiocese of Omaha. And it's really a threefold event. You know, it's really working with a recognition of the dedicated individuals we have in our schools, you know, those educators as well as the volunteers. We call it a fundraising event as well as a fun-raising event. Mm-hmm. You know, the first year is more of a fundraising event, and it really unites all 16 of our schools and the parishes across our the diocese that support Catholic education. You know, there's 12 metro schools as well as those three rural in St. Albert. So we're spread out. So an opportunity for everyone to get together and celebrate the fact of the great things that happen in Catholic education, as well as a fundraising event. You know, we want to backfill and grow that Ignite endowment for tuition assistance. So all of these dollars that are raised will be given back to the families through tuition assistance.
So many friends of Catholic education, as you say, the 16 schools, and each one has its own personality in a way, but I think to be there in a way, just like every family is filled with different personalities, and so to be together in this way, and for a worthy mission and cause that we're going to be about, but just to enjoy, as you know, post-pandemic, that chance to really just honor and celebrate. And so we're grateful to St. Thomas Aquinas in Indianola for being able to host us. They're a fabulous facility down there. We know weddings and other things that are there. So it makes sense. It wasn't trying to just keep it in central Iowa, but it as a kind of initial opportunity, this is a great site, and we're grateful for their hospitality as well. So we speak of fun, you know. So, you know, the summer, the school will be already underway for many, and having that chance to do that. But prior to the Labor Day weekend, and so I think, you know, hopefully, you know, it's a niche that will be kind of in people's minds as we go forward. Now, we're going to give proper recognition and shine a light on some people. And Jennifer, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
You know, you didn't seek any kind of, you are the last one to want to put a light on yourself,
exactly.
You know, in this way, and have toiled in Catholic education for decades, actually. Mm-hmm. Could you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I have been in this diocese, well, my whole life. Grew up here, going to school here at St. Pius in Dowling, and then have continued with my working in the education field for 31 years here in the starting my 31st year in the diocese, and I'm currently at St. Anthony School on the south side at our Spanish and English track school.
Okay, and so different roles, classroom teacher, administrator in middle school.
Yeah, middle school math. It was my main passion and love. I still love it. I love when I can't find a sub in math, so I can go be the sub. I get an excuse to get back in there. And then assistant principal for a few years in three schools, St. Pius, St. Francis, and or in two schools, and now at St. Anthony as the head principal.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, I mean, you've been at this in your vocational calling, and obviously also as a wife and mother, too.
Mm-hmm.
But this is something you really poured your heart into, and you're not there by accident. Because we know, for those who are going into education in general, but I think with Catholic education, you know, the opportunities to have this holistic formation of our young people, but it takes some discernment, and some people discern out and decide this is more than maybe they're able to put together in their own way. So what a tribute to you and, of course, some of our other honorees. Maybe, Donna, could you just kind of mention for us who in this first time are we going to be giving some due recognition?
Absolutely. So a Metro Educator of the Year is Cindy Hoffmeister from Christ the King. She is also a product of Catholic education from kindergarten through graduation, and she is also a middle school teacher. Her focus area since 2013 at Christ the King has been in religion and social studies. Our Rural Educator of the Year is Amy Smith. She is a teacher at St. Patrick's in Perry. Early childhood education and special education are her areas of focus. And you would find Amy in the first grade classroom at St. Patrick's. Our Rural Administrator of the Year is Jennifer Simmons, and she has been in our diocese since 1999. 14 years at St. Joe's, and then was a middle school. We got a theme going on here with these middle school teachers in math and science, as well as an assistant principal. And then the last 7 years, she's been at St. Malachy. Our Metro Volunteer of the Year is Janet Peters, and she has been working with St. Teresa Catholic Schools, volunteering there for the past 13 years.
Wow.
An amazing lady. You know, she reads to the students. She helps in any and every aspect there was. It was so sweet. When I called Janet to share with her the award she received, she like, Donna, this is the first time in my life I've been speechless. And she said, my family will. She still cannot believe that she has received this honor. She's like, it's just what I love to do. So. Mm-hmm. Very sweet lady. And then we have our Rural Volunteer of the Year, Nancy Kilbride. Nancy has been with St. Albert in many aspects. They're RCIA, working with those Christian initiatives for adults, the Board of Education for the Diocese of Des Moines for nearly a decade, volunteers in the business office, and has this, her and her husband have a scholarship. Her late husband have a scholarship for students every year in the that have a passion in the field of science.
Yeah, and to John's credit, John Kilbride, her late husband, yes. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if folks in Council Bluffs, well, rural, that's kind of the category we're in because, you know, that's right. Kind of an urban area in its own right. But as we look at the distribution of people, I detect a pattern. Two Jennifers mm-hmm. in the administrator category, both math teachers yes. in this way, and discerning, you know, different roles through this. And this is unfolded, so pretty
very
exciting.
True. Both of us have stayed in the diocese through our career. We've seen the value in that, and both of us have talked about that opportunities have arisen where people have tried to sway you. Come over here, work at this public school. Mm-hmm. You know, and both of us have said, this is what we're dedicated to. We love what we do. I love going to work every day. Put in a lot of hours, but I love what I do. And she and I have talked about that. And to get an award like this is definitely an honor, but we're no different than all the others that are so dedicated to to the faith life or, that we share with the kids and the families every day and the education. So,
yeah. And as the scripture tells us, the worker's worth is wage or her wage, but we're not there yet. We're aiming to raise so people will be adequately compensated. Mm-hmm. And that's part of what the Ignite campaign hopes to do. But you're not in this for the big bucks.
Nope.
No, you're in it for something, you know, that transcends, you know, this world and bring that about in this way. But your background, your formation, you know, wasn't solely within Catholic education. You went to one of our Regents schools, and you have a competence about that. Could you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, I did. I went to Northern Iowa to get my education degree and later got my master's at St. Ambrose. But when I graduated Northern Iowa, I was like any other probably 22-ish year old going, I just need a job. And so I started subbing all over the place, and I was subbing in Catholic and public, and immediately knew I wanted middle school. That was, you know, my passion. I thought I wanted little kids at first because that's what my mom was, a teacher of third grade.
Ah.
And then I got in there and I'm like, nope, middle school is it. So I think I have a lot of crazy in me. But so I stayed with that.
Amen,
and,
sister.
Yeah, right. And right away, St. Pius offered me a long-term sub job after I'd been out of school just a few months, and it just clicked. And I just obviously felt at home because I grew up going to school there, but it just felt right. So I started working right away at St. Pius and stayed there the next 20 years. And I look back now and think, I had no idea, just like the students that we have now probably don't realize the gift that they get from their families, to be that Catholic faith in your home, in your school, your church. It's all surrounded, all encompassing, and that foundation that we grew up in. So to be a part of that for so long and share that with families and kids is just a blessing.
Yeah. And could you talk a little bit about the unique charism of mm-hmm. St. Anthony's as a bilingual school?
Yes. We are blessed to have Spanish immersion in our school. We start it with four-year-olds, or kindergarten is where people choose to begin that. And once they get to fifth grade, they're fully biliteral and bilingual in the Spanish language and the English language. So they go on.
Sign me up. Sign me up, really.
I spend as much time as I can around there so I can hone my own skills, because I understand a lot of it, but I cannot speak it fluently. So I'm still working on that. The other unique part about that is that the teachers that teach that program are all native speakers. We have teachers from Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, Spain, Mexico, Honduras. So they're from all over, which is wonderful to share their traditions, their cultures, besides their language.
Oh, no. What a blessing and an opportunity these young people have. And they will be citizens for this century. I mean,
right. They
will be able to be conversant, and they can be agents of not just in business or other ways, but really the glue for our science.
Exactly.
Transcending, you know, any of these kind of differences that language can establish among us in this way. Doesn't hurt to now with the new pastor, Father Chris Rising, and Father Rodrigo Mayorga Landeros,
mm-hmm.
a newly ordained priest. There'll be some new energy. Grateful
That's right.
to Monsignor Chiodo and Father Guthrie Dolan. But with a new priest, new personalities, and their great Spanish facility, too.
Right.
Yeah, so we hope to see them in a lot of times, I imagine, you know, in their school and all that they're about. Yeah.
Yes.
Donna, to go back, and thank you for sharing with us those who are going to be recognized. We didn't draw names out of a hat, right? What was the process that allowed us to identify them?
We opened it up for everyone to nominate. So it was, our parents had opportunities to nominate, colleagues, families, parishioners, anyone that would like to share the experience they had with the individuals in our Catholic schools of why they should be honored. And we had a lot of individuals sharing the names and the reasons why. And we had a committee that had an opportunity to read through them, which was very warming as to, wow, we have a lot of amazing individuals in our school. So we then contacted those individuals that we felt had the highest honors and the most recognition, and every one of them was very humbled, as Jennifer is today, for the honor, because they all do it because it's what their heart wants to do, and just really has shared the Lord's blessing that they've experienced to those around them.
And, you know, I'm sure that the kind of people who were nominated are the ones who will rejoice and be grateful that for their colleagues, their peers, members in the community. But their turn may come, right, as
Absolutely.
We look for this to be not just a one-off, right, that this will become an annual event. And the venue will change too, is that right, Donna?
Absolutely. We'll have a different location every year, and we'll be able to announce next year's location at the event on the 27th.
Beautiful. So, yeah, so, you know, not just a rubber chicken event. I think there's going to be quite a meal. But what other pieces are part of this day? Because it's really something. And we were conscious that, you know, priests are very committed, you know, in terms of their confessional and mass duties late on Saturday afternoon. But there is kind of a movable feast almost.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to start at 3:30 with the honorees with a pre-party so that they can have their special guests in an event right before 4:30 Mass, if anyone would like to join in at the Mass at 4:30. Then we move right into...
Who's celebrating the Mass?
I think it may be Bishop Jonesen, I'll get
my act together here.
Bishop Celebration of Schools.
yes. Then we'll move right into a social hour right at 5:30, and then the dinner and the award ceremony at 6:30.
So don't let the homily go too long, right?
We're hoping that.
I mean, it's the lamb's high feast.
There's a party to be had.
But they're, you know, prelude and everything else.
Yeah, we're actually very excited. We have Dowling and St. Albert High School students that will be over 45 of them that will be working and helping out throughout the event. So we'll have not only our families, our adults there, but some of our students as well.
Oh, well, I look forward to it. And again, a relaxed setting, it'd be kind of lighthearted.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah, we, you know, the inspiration of what does it mean to be a Catholic school. And I think that ever more vital now, what we offer to people and the value that's there to form them. And, of course, our parents and our families at large, that, you know, this is a work of evangelization to bring Jesus to life and to allow us to bear Jesus with great love to others who are looking for some sign that God cares for them. And so thank you, Jennifer. Thank you, Donna, for taking this time.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Making It Personal with Bishop Jonesen.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by the Sarah Vocations Ministry, including the St. Sarah Club of Des Moines and the Sarah Club of Council Bluffs. Sarah is an apostolate of the Worldwide Catholic Church dedicated to fostering and supporting priesthood and religious vocations. Sarahs strive to accomplish their mission through prayer, fellowship, and service to the bishop, priests, sisters, and all in religious formation, and in doing so to increase their own holiness. Learn more at joinsarah.org, joinserra.org. Thank you, Sarahs, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Monsignor Frank Bignano here. It's time to save the dates for the 2022 Christ Our Life Catholic Conference, Saturday and Sunday, September 24 and 25 at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. If you can't join us in person, live stream it. Once again, the conference offers a world-class lineup of speakers, the Holy Mass, incredible music, reconciliation, and adoration. Go to ChristOurLifeIowa.com for tickets and information. The 2022 Christ Our Life Catholic Conference, ChristOurLifeIowa.com.
Welcome back to Making It Personal with Bishop Jonesen.
Well, Kelly, that was great. And those two women are great ambassadors of our mission in Catholic education. That's going to be quite a weekend there.
Yes.
Saturday, August 27th at St. Thomas Aquinas, their banquet facility that they have there. But, of course, the Mass at 4:30, social hour, and 6:30 dinner and awards ceremony. Those who are interested and are kind of inspired, they'd like to join us and be part of this inaugural event, you can check out the website at dmdiocese.org/Catholic Schools, Catholic-Schools, or you can call 515-237-5079. That's 515-237-5079. And so we'll celebrate then, and then the following day we'll be at the Basilica of St. John for the Eucharistic procession. Mm-hmm. So, and more on that to come in our next edition to Making It Personal with Bishop Jonesen. So, kind of a little teaser there for people.
Correct.
To hear more
yes.
about that. But plan to join us that weekend. It'll be a great opportunity. This morning, shortly after what we're about here today, the great groundbreaking St. Joseph's on the east side is having a great project, their endeavor. Father Pins and the good people of St. Joseph, they're going to be adding an early childhood center to serve both 3- and 4-year-olds, a new middle school wing, a Parish Activity Center, that long-awaited gymnasium, but it's much more than just a gym that's there, a chapel and an elevator that will be ADA compliant. So a great undertaking and groundbreaking this morning, very shortly after we conclude here on Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson. So we're very proud of that. I was pleased yesterday, and we know, grateful to our Sarans who continue to sponsor the show, but they do so much more, obviously for religious life, priestly vocations, and also to the permanent diaconate, but just their own prayers. But they hosted our 15 seminarians and priests of the area at a luncheon and mass yesterday at St. Ambrose Cathedral. And this is kind of part of the day as the seminarians of the whole state of Iowa were together in the Sioux City Diocese earlier in the week. But then I had some FaceTime with each of them. I spent about 30 minutes with each of our seminarians. It's just a chance to hear how their summer placements went, how they're feeling at peace and their own vocational calling and all that they're about in that respect. So a great opportunity. It kind of sets the stage. Stan Ashes will be celebrating his call to candidacy later in the month as well. In fact, next weekend, the weekend after this, at the Basilica of St. John. That's one of those steps that kind of more formally says this commitment from the individual to pursue in good faith a path of discernment and formation in the diocese who stands by him. So Stan and his family from Nevada, but gratefully members of the Basilica Parish and of the Diocese of Des Moines. Kelly, you've been, you know, we think about all things educational, and you've been involved. You've been pursuing some further studies yourself. And, you know, I think it rarely, you didn't get much of a break at any this summer. Can you just share with us what you've been about and how this kind of fits into your role on this show and much more, all that you are?
Sure. Yeah. Well, I've been doing videos for the diocese for quite a while, but we kind of amped up the level of quality. I attended it's a DMAC video production and editing certificate. So I started last fall. Production one and two. So two classes in the fall, two in the spring, and then two the summer. One was a night class, one was early the next morning. So yeah, my summer has just begun. I'm just raring to have some fun.
And you'll plunge into a new term here.
No, actually, I'm finished now. Now I'm done.
Shame on me. Congratulations.
Yes,
well,
I am finished.
So, you know, hey, at the celebration of education, you know.
I am ready to party.
All right. Yeah. Where's the tailgate here?
Right.
Well, yeah. You know.
So I'm just waiting for my certificate in the mail.
Okay.
Good
well,
to go.
Once we have that, once we see it's official, then we'll We'll take note of that. Kelly, I don't know. Would you give me a little spiritual counsel here as we begin to conclude? At the KC convention in Nashville a couple weeks ago, I spoke. The Nebraska and the Iowa Knights got together for one closing dinner. And I, you know, we all introduced ourselves. I'm Sam Bishop Johnson, originally from Ames, and the Nebraska folks here, we entrusted to you Fred Hoiberg. He's our gift, an Ames native. Would you please keep him? they didn't quite know what to make of that. So I don't know if I need to go to confession or not.
All right. This has been another edition of Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson.
You can hear Making It Personal with Bishop William Johnson every week on Iowa Catholic Radio and iowacatholicradio.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Making It Personal is provided by Serra Vocations Ministry. Learn more at joinserra.org.